como Michelin de Cuba, vamos a ver, papón.
For the past year, Luis Gras and Marcial Basanta have gone to work in matching navy blue mechanics uniforms. The lifelong buddies squeeze into a cramped garage at a Miami Chevrolet dealership. There, they've welded, buffed, and painted away to build the Libertad from scratch. On a recent morning, they were busy sealing the boat's windows and doors.
Lo que hace que las puertas no queden con juego y no entre el agua.
This makes it so that the doors are secure, that no water will get in there.
Gras exudes a quiet pride as he talks about the Libertad, which means liberty in Spanish. And she's an amazing sight, 24 and a half feet long with a wide bow, bright green as freshly cut grass, and created from a 1951 Chevy pickup truck. The boat still looks like a drivable truck, and it is, but hidden underneath the wooden-walled truck bed and between the rear wheels is a motor to propel through water.
Si se abren... Oh! Qué susto me ha dado, machete.
Building the Libertad is a bit of deja vu for Gras and Basanta. In 2003, the two tried to leave Cuba in an almost identical truck boat that they'd built in secret. Overnight, they became famous, says Basanta.
The entire world heard about this truck. Those who know the least about it are the Cubans, because they heard about us in Europe. It was a really big deal.
But they didn't make it all the way to Florida on their first try. The U.S. Coast Guard caught them, sank their boat in the middle of the ocean, and sent the men home. Returning to Cuba just fueled Basanta's desire to leave, he says.
Since I was born, what I've seen is that things have constantly gotten worse. So imagine, how long are we going to stay this way?
A few months later, they hit the water again, this time in Basanta's old Buick. They were turned back again. But both eventually got U.S. political refugee visas, and within 18 months of their first trip, made it to Miami with their families. Now the two are paid to work full-time at the dealership, rebuilding the Libertad out of a donated, broken-down truck.
It has a hydraulic system. That's a Hercules motor that lowers it into the water. Here's the steering. When you turn the truck's steering wheel, see?
The boat's inaugural voyage will be low-key, just in the waters near Miami. But Gras and Basanta have bigger plans.
When change comes to Cuba, I think that entering the port of Havana, returning to our own homeland again with this truck, would be something wonderful, something honorable to tell our grandchildren.
If we take it to Cuba, there's no coming back. Everyone will get on it. It'll be so full of people, it'll sink.
And, Gras says, Raúl Castro won't be in power forever.
I think that soon there will be a transition in Cuba. I'm not going to say that it'll be tomorrow or the day after that, but soon there will be a transition because in Cuba there's what we could call Fidelism, and I think that they need change now.
With Cuba's path forward after Fidel still an unknown, Gras Basanta and Cuban Americans across South Florida are left with dreams of bridging a decades-long divide. Dreams of a short boat trip home, and of their fellow Cubans waiting for them there. For Latino USA, this is Lija Navarro in Miami.